Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Allie Reynolds. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Allie Reynolds. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting second. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Tyak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Irv Hall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. And now, play ball. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett takes first base on ball four. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux takes first base on ball four. Hockett moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tyak. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Hockett scores. Boudreaux moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallow. Rosar reaches second base with a double. Boudreaux scores. Cullenbine scores. Rosar moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Christopher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. There goes Vallow. The throw from Rosar to Boudreaux, and Vallow is out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallow. Mack reaches second base with a double. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds bunts towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to third. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau bunts towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Suter covering, for the out. Mac scores. Hockett moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-1 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Christopher covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ali Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hockett hits a line drive into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters now playing second base. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White moves to third. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tyak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. White scores. One out. It's 4-1, Indians. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rosar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cullenbine scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-2 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella pinch hits for Russ Christopher. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella takes first base on ball 4. Swift moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swift scores. Estilella moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Everett Fagan now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field. Tyak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fagan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ali Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Tyak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds juggles the ball. That's an error on Reynolds. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tyak hits a line drive towards right field. Cullenbine drops the ball. He retrieves the ball and throws it towards the infield. Peters tags Mayo out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to second. Frank Scaff pinch runs for Bob Swift. Hal Wagner pinch hits for Everett Fagan. Chubby Dean now pitching. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to third. Scaff moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hall scores. Scaff scores. Wagner moves to third. Vallow moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Wagner scores. Vallow moves to third. White moves to second. It's Indians, 5, Athletics, 5. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tyak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with Peters covering, for the out. Vallo scores. White moves to third. Mayo moves to second. One out. It's 6-5, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-3 in the game. Siebert is walked intentionally. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Wagner now catching. Don Black now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-3 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Black covering, for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-3 in the game. Heath hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Black moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 2-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Black moves to third. Wagner moves to second. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. Black scores. Wagner moves to third. Vallo moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-5, Athletics. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Vallo scores. Mayo moves to second. It's 9-5, Athletics. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tyak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco fields the ball and throws to Heving covering. Safe. Mayo moves to third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Mayo scores. Tyak goes all the way around to score. It's 11-5, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-4 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Siebert scores. It's 12-5, Athletics. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters strikes out. One out. Jim Bagby pinch hits for Joe Heving. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.